Joined by the third base coach of the San Francisco Giants, the bunting expert. Always enjoy coming out here to watch him 9 a.m. with the players. Flan, how you doing?
Doing well, Marty. It's great to be back here doing what we love to do.
I always tell the fans, 9 a.m., you come out here, you see the bunting drills, you run it, you kibitz with the guys, you talk to the guys. It's a way to get to know them, but it's also a very important part of the ball club.
It really is a big part of our game, and, you know, the San Francisco Giants, the last year especially, we would win by one run or lose by one run, so we really try to make a point to let them know how important it is. And we bunt the guys that are going to be bunting. There's some guys that probably won't bunt, but the ones that's their role, they have to be really good at it, and there's no easy way around it. You can't just wish and hope that you're a good bunter. You got to get out here and bunt 100 times a week, I believe.
All right. Well, who's in the class this year? And we do these each year. You know, we've learned who the guys who can bunt, and you got some guys who can run now, the Gary Browns of the world, Pagan, Cabrera, Crawford. Who's in the class this year?
Well, listen, you're right. The younger players that come to spring training, I try to get them, and they might not be bunting in the minor leagues now. I make it a point to tell them that, hey, you might be a stud in A-ball, or you might be a star in AA, but if you get called to the big leagues in the next couple of years, you're probably going to be an extra outfielder, or you're going to be an extra player, and you're going to come up with a game on the line, and you might have to bunt. So you better learn it. But Crawford is going to be a guy that we're really hoping that can push bunt, bring the ball with him, sacrifice bunt. You know, the guys around the infield. But there's a kid in camp, Greg Blanco, who dropped the bunt down yesterday, was as good as I've seen, and I actually told him, you're now in charge of the bunting class. I'm not even going to get up anymore. You're so good at it. So, you know, people like that and where they're hitting in the lineup. You know, Freddie Sanchez, we got to get him out here. Terry Ofontenot, all the guys that will be coming off the bench, because when they come off the bench to bunt, the game is always on the line, and there's no place to hide.
I'm glad you brought Blanco up Thursday in Peoria. Two out, nobody on, drops a great bunt down the third baseline, no play whatsoever. Steals second easily, Whiteside knocks him in, and that was a manufactured run.
Great game awareness. He's got great game awareness. And the other night, he walked, stole a bag, and we moved him over and scored. And Roberto looked at me and says, we just scored without getting a base hit. How many times have we seen that? Not a lot lately. And I think that's what this ball club is definitely going to be, more athletic and a chance to do some of that stuff.
Tim Flannery with us. Nice to catch up with him. Another guy I like a lot, and he plays the game correctly. That's Joaquin Arias.
He's, you know, another guy that you can tell has been a role player. And role players, if you're not playing every day, if you're not starting, if you're not putting up huge numbers, you better be able to do all the other things. And I tell them, I go, hey, I played 10 years in the major leagues. I only hit 9 home runs. You better find something that you're good at. And Arias is one of those guys as well. He's got great range. He's got great game awareness. And, you know, what you said earlier, coming out and getting to know these guys early at 9 o'clock is another reason I love to be with him. We go over our signs, we go over what Boach expects of you when he puts on a different type of a bunt sign. So just really getting them in the moment is the key to the whole thing.
Another thing I've noticed this spring, the base running. Of course, you're stealing bases like crazy. You're running a lot, seeing who can run and who can't run. But you guys are going first to third nicely. And you got two guys now, Cabrera, Pagan, and I'll throw Crawford in there. They go to first, and even Nate Sherholtz, I've noticed, he's more aggressive on the bases.
Well, we got to. We're trying to create offense outside of the batter's box. And Boach basically just said, hey, right now, everybody's on their own. You're all on your own. Just run. And if anything, if we can leave here with a reputation that they're running the bases differently, it might affect the pitcher. We want the base runners to have the pitcher on the mound feel you as a base runner. And what I mean, at least give some attention to you, because if you're not giving attention to the base runner, you're focusing 100% on the hitter. Help the hitter out. Maybe if a slide step to the plate might elevate a ball to hit. All of that works. When you get on the bases, it's time to actually take it up a notch, and that's what we've been doing.
Yeah, the Padres did this in 2010, and they almost ran into a division title.
We actually brought them up. I go, when they came off the bus, you know what was going to happen. When the California Angels, Anaheim Angels, I grew up there. That's why I still call them the California Angels. But when we go to play them, you know they're going first to third, and the outfielders all of a sudden are shortening up a little bit, and some of their attention is on that. So we have got to put a little pressure on the defense. And it's been a little reckless at times, too, here in spring training. But that's what I asked a couple of guys yesterday. When, you know, they came to me and they go, is that? I go, listen, it happens every spring because there's no place to do this. You can't drive around town and see a game with lights on in the off season and pull up and say, hey, can I run the bases? You've got to just come out of here and get your reps and run the bases and learn from the balls off the bat. There's no easy way. I wish there was, but there isn't.
Boy, it's so important to read the hit and get that break first to third. That's the key for me.
And it starts, Marty, if you don't know where the outfielder is, then you're kidding yourself. You know, if you don't know what the scoreboard says, you're kidding yourself. And that's exactly what we're telling them. If you don't look out and find out where that outfielder is, I don't care how fast you are. You can be dangerous to both teams if you don't know where those guys are. It doesn't matter how fast you are. It's the one place that's where it blows up. I say to these guys, if you don't honor the game, if you don't prepare yourself to play the game, if you don't know where the outfielders are, if you take anything for granted, the bases is where it blows up right in your face. That's where it's going to show the world that you're not into it. And I'm usually have to go down with them, so I'm gonna at least bite them here now, let them know it's serious stuff.
Enjoy having Tim Flannery on with me. When he says he goes down with him, he goes down the line with him. I'm waiting for you to slide into the dish.
I have a picture. Before my father passed away, I have a picture of me on the other side of the plate calling the guy safe. So I sent him and beat him down, and I remember my dad got a kick out of that.
All right, Flann, thanks so much as always.
Thank you, Marty.
That's Tim Flannery, third base coach of the San Francisco Giants. More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.